Let's turn now to local sports here on KNKX. Retired Mariners legend Edgar Martinez may have missed getting nominated to the Baseball Hall of Fame this year, but he has 1 year left. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked with 88.5's Kristen Kendrick about why he thinks the man who played his entire career in Seattle will eventually make it into Cooperstown.
So, Art, here's my first question. Edgar Martinez retired in 2004, yet he keeps getting better in the eyes of those who vote, the baseball writers. How is that?
Well, I call it performance-enhancing stats. He keeps getting better because people get more information about his career. It's the advent of big data and the creation of advanced analytics that allow more and more writers to take a more intense look at his career accomplishments. It's a little bit like the use of DNA in forensic cases. Edgar was a cold case, and now he's a hot case. So people have discovered that this career that he had, this 18-year career, had a lot of virtues. And one I was going to mention, his career batting average, his career on-base percentage, and his career slugging percentage is a statistic that has been used a lot more lately. There's only 13 players in baseball history who've had numbers better than him at 310, 410, and 510. And all of them who are eligible are in the Hall of Fame, except for Shoeless Joe Jackson, wow, in 1919, who was left out because he was suspended for the Black Sox scandal. So you don't need to know anything more to know that these statistics say that Edgar is Hall of Fame material.
Well, hasn't there also been a bias on the part of some writers against the position of designated hitter?
Yeah. You cannot say that the designated hitter is not a baseball player any more than you can say in football that punters and kickers are not football players. They created the position in 1973 in the American League. That bias, I think, is going away as a younger generation of writers looks at the information that they can get now that wasn't available and project that, yes, Edgar is a Hall of Famer, and it doesn't matter that he didn't play defense.
We should mention that you are able to vote for the Hall of Fame, but you don't.
Right. Years ago, I said no, because the foolishness in this thing is that baseball has farmed out its most prestigious award to another industry, journalism. And I don't think that that makes any sense. I wouldn't want baseball players to vote on journalism awards, right. So why should we be voting on baseball awards? So that's my particular bias.
Well, there are so many facts and stats that surround baseball Hall of Fame eligibility, but for Mariners fans, there's an emotional connection to Edgar.
There really is, and I think that has spawned a certain grassroots movement for Edgar, and I think the biggest thing that fans can look forward to is 2019, because that's the 10th and final year of Edgar's eligibility. There's still a veterans committee beyond that, which he could be selected, but this has a little more prestige. And in the history of this voting, there's been 29 previous cases where the eligible player has reached the 70% plateau. And in all 29 cases, those players have advanced into the Hall of Fame eventually by getting enough votes to reach 75%. So there's a real history here of once you've reached the plateau Edgar reached this week, it's almost certain that in the next vote, you're going to get it in there. Even though he's not going to take another at-bat, Edgar will have educated, I think, more writers to get him over the 75% threshold. So next year at this time, we'll be talking about the Hall of Fame party for Edgar Martinez.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.